Continually go to the Word of God. Continually read about God. Continually think about God. Continually research God, and that keeps your faith strong.
Build your faith today as Gloria Copeland takes us to Healing School and encourages us to surround ourselves with the Word of God. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's look at Psalm 33:21. We're just going to read some scriptures today and about divine health. Let's believe. Let's start believing. It's good to believe for healing when you're sick, but you know, you might as well just go ahead if you're going to be believing and believe for divine health. Keep sickness out, because we've been delivered from sickness if we'll walk in the light as He is in the light. Then in 33, I looked it up. I wanted to read it in the Amplified. Psalm 33. Let's look at 18. Behold, the Lord's eye is upon those who fear Him, who revere Him and worship Him with awe. Those that fear the Lord are those that obey the Lord. If you're not obeying the light that you have and walking in the light, looking for more light, you're not walking in the fear. Or you could say, you could just say the respect of the Lord. It's not you're afraid of Him, but the respect and honor of the Lord. The eye is upon those who have respect and honor for Him. Well, those would be the ones that believe Him, the ones that have faith. You can be one of those if you want to. Who wait for Him and hope in His mercy and loving kindness to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. Our inner selves wait earnestly for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For in Him does our heart rejoice, because we have trusted in His holy name. Let Your mercy and loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us in proportion, it says, to our waiting and hoping for You. And that is really true. You receive a blessing from heaven in proportion with what you yield to God. You receive blessing from God in proportion with how much, however much you honor and respect Him in your life. If you give Him a little respect, you'll get a little action. If you give Him full honor and respect, and you expect to obey whatever you see in the Word of God, and you make changes according to the Word, when you see in there something that you're where you're missing it, then you can expect God to be present with you when you need Him. Hallelujah. He's there all the time, but it's faith that moves Him into action. It's faith and obedience. If you have faith, you'll obey God. If you know things and you're not obeying God, you're not operating in faith. You're just kind of kidding yourself. You know, it's not agreeing with the Word that gets you healed. It's believing the Word and obeying the Word that brings blessing into our lives. Now, I've tried it both ways. There's no comparison in the way to live, walking with God and walking just, you know, giving Him a little attention when you get in trouble. No, we want to create a lifestyle of walking and living and obeying in the Word of God. And then the joy of the Lord will be big and strong in us. Psalm 34, verse 7 says, let's look at 4. I sought the Lord and required Him of necessity and on the authority of His word. And He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to Him and were radiant. Their faces shall never blush for shame or be confused. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, who revere and worship Him with awe, and each of them He delivers. Taste and see that the Lord our God is good. Blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied is the man who trusts and takes refuge in Him. Glory to God. Fear the Lord, you His saints. Revere and worship Him. For there is no want to those who truly revere and worship Him with godly fear. The young lions lack food and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord by right of their need and on the authority of His word, none of them shall lack any beneficial thing. Will not lack any good thing. Not healing, not money, not peace, not family, not well-being. None of them shall lack any beneficial thing. Now, who is that for? That's for those who seek. That means to go after. That means you spend time researching. I had have a book that I reprinted because I liked it called The Rabbi of Burbank. It was written by a rabbi, and he'd gotten born again. And he revealed in there that the word seek in the Bible is best described by the word research. And to me, that was the clearest understanding of seek. He listed then in that book a lot of the scriptures about seek. And you should pick that book up if we have it, because it just shows you, it helps you to know what it takes. You know, people think, well, I go to church on Sunday. I actually go to a word church on Sunday, so I'm okay. Well, that's not exactly the same thing as researching God. Going once a week to hear somebody preach is not researching God. He said the best way to describe the Hebrew word for seek is research. Now, what do? When you research something, you give it attention. You spend time at it. Now, what we need to do in our lives is to continually research God. Continually go to the Word of God. Continually read about God. Continually think about God. Continually research God. And that keeps your faith strong. So I think that's a really good way to say what seek really is. Because as I look back on our lives, we didn't grow by just going to church every once in a while. We didn't grow, although that's good and you need that. That's just not enough for you live 7 days a week and you might go to church one day or you might go 2 days, possibly 3 days. But every day we need to be researching the Lord. So you have to get in a habit of your own life and the time you spend with the Lord daily. You have to make time. You say, well, I don't have time. I'm working two jobs. Well, that's probably why you're having to work two jobs, because you're not letting God in. You're not doing enough research. I'm sure He could manage a job for you where it would be sufficient if you'd allow Him to. That's just an example of how when we try to drop things that are vital, the Word is vital. The Word is vital. That's the first place. When you learn to put the Word of God first place in your life, you'll begin to see increase and you'll begin to see health and you'll begin to get answers. What would that be? That means that if it was first place in your life, that would mean that you do that first. You honor that first. You do what it says. You spend time in it. It's important to you. You research God. Amen. Continually research God. It'll continually cause healing and health to be in your body. Verse 12 says, what man is he who desires life and longs for many days? Who wants to have good life and see many days? What man is there that longs for that? That he may see good. Here's what the Psalm says to do, what David says to do in the Psalm, what Peter wrote in the book. Keep your tongue from evil. If you want to see good days and you want to live long life, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek or research, inquire for, and crave peace, pursue it, and go after it. 1 Peter 3:10 says the same thing. So if we want to see life and we want to see good days, we seek the Lord, we research the Lord, we go after the Lord. He's the biggest determinant, He's the biggest factor, you could say, in our lives. What He says is the most important thing. Now, this is the way you live healed. Get healed and you live healed. If you're here today and you're coming to receive healing, and there are things between you and the Lord, get it straight. Repent of it. Get it straightened out. If He's been dealing with you about things, you know you're disobedient, repent of it. Just get rid of it. Turn around. That's what repent is. And go in His direction. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you want to see good days, that's the way you live. You live and you speak no guile. And of course, we know that we walk in love. That's our commandment. Just walking in love will keep you out of sickness and disease. It'll help you tremendously in your life in every way if you walk in love. Well, we'll read in a little bit about forgiveness, so I won't get into that now. But the more we do things God's way, the freer we are. In our bodies, in our finances, in our families, the more things work for us to our good. Hallelujah. Where do I want to go here? Let's just jump over there and look at 1 Peter and read that again and how it's written in the New Testament. We're not in any hurry today, are we? The more we feed on the Word of God, the stronger we become. 1 Peter 3. Do I have it down wrong? I'm looking in the Amplified. I'm not exactly sure where it is here. What verse is it? Do you see it? 10, okay. Let him who wants to enjoy... Oh, it's the one in yellow. I see, okay. Let him who wants to enjoy life... That's what we talked about yesterday. And see good days... Keep his tongue free from his tongue and his lips from guile, treachery, or deceit. Let him turn away from wickedness and shun it. And let him do right and let him search for peace. Go after peace and harmony. And not merely desire peaceful relations with God and with your fellow man and with yourselves, but pursue and go after peace. If there's people in your life that are upset with you, pursue peace with them. Forgive them. Pray for them. Pursue peace with them. Verse 12 says, "For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their prayer." If you want God to hear your prayers, then do the verses that we just talked about. Turn away from evil and do right. The face of the Lord is against those who practice evil, to oppose them, to frustrate and to defeat them. So if we want to walk free, what is it that the Bible says makes us free? The truth. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Hallelujah. So we're just participating in some of these scriptures today and learning the truth. That's the easy test there. I have by 1 Peter 3:18. This is the easy test. If you want to enjoy life and see good days, do this. Keep your tongue from evil. Hallelujah. So as we read in Proverbs 4 and here, your words, your eyes, and your mouth are so important in what's happening in your heart. Whatever you put your eyes on, it's going to get in your heart, whether it's good or bad. That's why people get so caught up in pornography. People, I would imagine the greatest portion of people that are addicted to pornography probably thought, a lot of them anyway, probably thought, "I'm just going to check this out and see what everybody's talking about. The guy at work, here, there." No, you don't check out evil and put your eyes on it. You need to think about your eyes being a gateway. That's what they are. Your eyes, according to the Word of God, are a gateway into your heart. That's why it's so powerful to put the Word of God in your eyes and in your ears. It works extremely strong, negative or positive. Your eyes and your ears. And so you think about, before you know, there's a lot of trash just on TV. You don't have to go to the, just on the networks. You don't have to go to the cable stuff even. And everywhere you look, really, now, darkness is trying to encroach upon our lives. But you know, we've got control over these eyes. We can shut our eyes. We can turn off the TV. We can change channels. We have control. Say, I have control.
I have control.
Glory to God. We have control over these feet, where they go. We don't need to be taking them to places of darkness. No, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We need to let the Lord order our steps. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's look at Psalm 103 today. This is a powerful healing scripture. I'll just read it. I'm going to read it in King James. I'm going to read the most of the psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. That should be the way we talk every day. We should be blessing the Lord every day, speaking well of God, honoring God, praising God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. God's got benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeems thy life. Now, did that say some of your diseases? Who heals all thy diseases, who forgives. First of all, He forgives all of our iniquities. That's the first thing. And then He heals all our diseases. Hallelujah. What a scripture. You ought to be saying that every day. Who satisfies my mouth with good, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I like that scripture a lot. He satisfies thy mouth with good, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I believe in heaven our youth renewed. I believe the Word of God encourages our spirit, encourages our body, encourages our soul. Glory to God, and will help us stay strong all the days of our lives. And a long life. We know from the Word of God that long life belongs to us. You know, some people just get trained and then they can't stay in their body long enough to walk out what they were trained for. No, we're not like that. We walk with God. We obey God. Our youth is renewed. We're satisfied with good things. Hallelujah. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Hallelujah. Let's go back up to, let's look at verse 3. Who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction. You know, that's a lot. To redeem your life from destruction means He saves your life. We'll never know, probably not even in glory, how many times God actually saved our lives while we were here in this earth. We might know of a few times, but we probably don't have any idea what we were about to walk into one day when the Lord said, go over here. Go into the city a different way today. Or don't go anywhere today. You get up one morning and you think, well, I'm going to go do all these errands. And you just have this unction come up in you. Stay at home. What do? You stay at home. The Lord will help us and direct our path, but we have to be listening to Him and pay attention. I mean, So this scripture says he crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He redeems our life. He forgives from destruction. He forgives all of our iniquities. And he heals all our diseases. Glory be to the Lord God. Hallelujah.
God's best for you is to live in divine health for all of your days. No matter how old you are, child, youth, adult, or senior, His plan is for you to be well and start living long and strong. The God Wants You Well package features three life-changing resources: Live Long and Live Strong, a 6-CD teaching series by Gloria Copeland, encourages you to fully live God's purpose all of your days. Healing Promises, a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, is filled with healing scriptures from God's Word. And the CD and booklet, Healing Confessions by Gloria Copeland, will teach you how to declare the healing power of God over your life. The God Wants You Well package helps you discover God's wisdom for long life, His promises for healing, and how to make every day a day worth living. To order the God Wants You Well package by Gloria Copeland, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. The cost for this package is just $20 and includes Gloria Copeland's faith-building teaching, Live Long, Live Strong, a Healing Promises book, and her Healing Confessions CD and booklet. To order by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
About 2.5 weeks ago, I was helping my husband take a treadmill up our stairs, and I wanted to help him because I didn't want his back to hurt, so I went on the bottom, which caused me to lean back a little bit, and if you've ever lifted a treadmill, they're very, very heavy, and so I think I pretty much pulled or strained something, but the Lord told me beforehand. He gave me a word of knowledge. Of course, He's not going to yell at us. It was quiet. Don't do that. Get some help. But I was operating in impatientness, and I didn't want that treadmill sitting in my living room. I got impatient, and I'm going to get up the stairs, you know. And so when we were standing up praying, I received it. I felt a tangible anointing, and then I sat down, and the Lord told me to lean forward and really listen to the testimonies and be attentive. And so I was just making sure I was really giving them eye contact and full attention, letting them know I was listening, and it was important to me what God had done for them. And when I leaned forward, my back was hurting so bad. And the Lord spoke to me, and He said, subdue that. Take authority over your body. Well, I did, and He told me to lay my hand on it. As soon as I laid my hand on it, I felt like I'd had an epidural. And I was like, oh, God, you know, and I sat there for a couple minutes later, and He told me to get up and give my testimony, and I got up and gave my testimony, and people got blessed, and that was good, but I got back to my seat, and it kept trying to come back, and so, you know, I didn't get in fear or anything. I was just like, huh, what's going on? I'm missing something, and then He reminded me that I'd been taught about a clear conscience, and I violated that small, still voice that said, don't do that. And so I just asked the Lord to forgive me. I just repented for being fearful that my husband would have hurt his back. I repented that I didn't do what He told me to do. And, you know what I mean? Because I should have trusted what He was saying, and it wouldn't have happened. And as soon as I did that, it was just, it was good. It was good. It was a good learning experience. It was really cool. Oh, it's good. It feels good. I feel good.
Now, Amanda had been standing on the Word of God, sitting on the front row of healing school, but when the Lord came to her with the wisdom about repenting, she moved on it. She was not going to make that mistake again by not listening to the Lord. And you know, when you move on the wisdom of God, healing comes. When you obey Him, why is He telling you those things? So that the path is clear for Him to get it done. And when He told her not to move the treadmill, she wasn't listening. But when He said to her, you need to repent for that, she did. She received her healing of her back. You know, whatever the Lord is telling you right now, just take care of it. If He's saying you need to repent for this, or you need to call so-and-so and patch things up there, or you need to stop eating this certain food or stop doing whatever, the Lord knows. Why is he telling you those things? Not to humble you, not to be your boss. He's telling you those things so that you can have a clear avenue and he can heal you. The blessing can come. Father, in the name of Jesus, just as your word says in Psalm 139, Lord, search me and tell me if there is any evil way in me. We pray that today, Lord. Show us anything that's stopping our healing. Show us anything that's making our body sick, Lord. Lord, we value, we call out, we cry out for your wisdom. And according to your word, Lord, you said, if anyone lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally and upbraideth not. So we stand on that word today. Today we're going to walk in your wisdom. And as we do things that are not the wisdom of God, that are not what you want us to do, you're going to tell us and we're going to change. And Father, we receive the healing of our bodies today in Jesus' name. Amen. You know what? One of the ways that you can get wisdom for your healing is our God Wants You Well package. It's a CD set from my mom. Live long and live strong. This is a powerful teaching. Healing promises. These are scriptures in four different translations and healing confessions. So order those today. You know what? We have to believe the word. We have to obey the word and then walk in the joy of the Lord. We put our eyes and our ears on the things that he says are good. And we do things his way. You know, we're not hearers only, but we're doers of the word. And for people that are doers of the word, this is your year of the open door. And the blessing of divine health is open to you. And as you do what he tells you to do, that blessing is just going to overtake your life. Be sure and join us again tomorrow for Healing School. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you today that Jesus is Lord.
This is the Year of the Open Door, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. For more information on this broadcast, today's product offer, or other ministry tools and resources, visit our website at kcm.org. You may also call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. As we celebrate 40 years of ministry, we believe for God's plan in your life and that you will walk through the open door of the blessing this year.
Get up! Get up! Get up and declare my word, saith the Lord. For your victory is at hand in greater measure than ever before. Not because of greater work and labor on your part, but because of your faith in the blessing, and your inheritance is at hand. Rise up and head through the door. This is the hour of your victory. You will not fail it.
Your door is open. Come out for an intimate time together in God's Word with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's time for the 2007 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Join us from the 8th to the 10th of November at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, visit us online at kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Every sickness and every disease that's not written in this curse is under the curse. So every sickness is under the curse.